there was a toddler, like maybe four, but you know, if she was four, she just turned four. And she is pushing her infant sibling in a stroller.
Oh boy.
And they come walking up beside us, or we're walking beside them, and I'm in the way, he's pushing the wheelchair, and he looks at the little girl and he said, "Want a race?"
Oh my gosh. He did not.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. To which this toddler went, vroom, took off with
her baby.
Is running with the infant. And of course, Ron's running right behind.
Of course.
Ron, she has a baby. There is a real life baby. This is not like, and he's yelling back at the mom. Perhaps this wasn't the best idea. Oh.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail painting home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Okay, you ready to get us in?
Welcome, everybody, to Designer Cornbread Podcast, episode 190. Are we at 90?
We are at 190.
Wow. Okay.
I know. We're closing in on the big 200. Can you believe it? Aren't these people sick of us yet? I'm sick of it.
Probably so.
I'd be sick
and
of us.
The answer to that is yes.
Just kidding. We love you all. Well, you have all kinds of tales to tell. I have two things to catch up on, and then you can go.
Yeah, you go.
Okay. These are very uneventful. My bird feeder's outside today. It is literally like the movie The Birds. It is frightening. It is not relaxing or blissful or peaceful. It's all those black grackle birds, yeah. And they're all on this one, because I think I told you about we have a million bird feeders right outside of our window, and it's very fun and it gets very active. But these guys come in like flocks, and they're not great at getting on the bird feeders. Like they don't, it's a little hard for them, but they can do it. But Tim got me that one that's like that big cake of bird food, you know, it's like a big cylinder. So it's just all exposed, you know, so they just can land, and they are going crazy. He put it out 2 days ago. It's almost gone. And it was a big one. They are flapping and squawking. It's been nonstop. I was sipping my coffee. I go get my coffee in the morning and I come back and I open my curtain and all my bird feeders. And I sit there with the puppy and I get my planner and I scroll a little bit and I do whatever. And I watch my birds and drink my coffee. Well, this morning it was just like chaos. And then they all flop and fly away. And then they're banging in all day long. They're banging into my window, scaring me half to death.
Has Caleb informed you of his bird situation?
No.
Have you heard? You have not heard all this.
What? Oh, no. Oh, no.
So on his front porch, he's got this, you know, you've got the roof. There's like a maybe a quarter inch. I mean, this teeny tiny little lip that comes out from the roof.
Okay.
You know, at the ceiling. Well, these birds built a nest. And Caleb said, it's so ridiculous. He said, they laid eggs in there. He said, well, it's not enough to support it. He said, I walked out. There's like on the porch are these busted eggs.
Oh, my God.
You know, he said, so I had to clean that up. And he said, so he got a broom down and he raked the nest off.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the birds got really mad at him.
Oh, no.
Every time, I mean, we were getting these messages from him screaming.
Did they dive bomb him?
Oh, they were dive bombing him. And at one time he said, I swear. He said, I opened the door. I peeked out. They weren't out there.
They were waiting.
So I walked out on
they
the
were waiting. Said,
and they came from the sides.
They were
side and attacked him.
They were like the SWAT team does, you know, and they wait on either side of the door.
Yes. And he came out. He was terrified. And Ron said, take a broom out there with you. He said, they're birds. They're not, he's lying. They're going to call their friends.
They are. That's what happened to Tim Broy. I told him when he put that bad food out that they were going to, he better watch it. And now the good food's out and we are literally the movie, the bird. And so he's having bird problems too down there. What's going on with the birds, you guys?
I don't know. But listen, I wish I had a recording of the messages that he'd sent because, it's
I like can only girl. Imagine knowing how Caleb can react. I can only.
Yes.
But those birds are dumb to build their nest there. Like it's not,
Yeah, he said it wouldn't support us. So right. I guess the weight of the egg would tip it enough that it would just dump the eggs right out. You know?
That gene pool needs to be.
Yes.
We need to. No babies for you. Well, how's your nest? How's your fan nest? Is it still gone from the pavilion, the nest?
I haven't been out there since we got home.
Oh,
I
know she did.
It did not. She did not, after the second time we took it down.
Okay.
She did not rebuild. So maybe she moved on, but I haven't been back out there
since we got home. If there's birds up there, oh my gosh.
There could be. Yeah,
I bet you she was done. I think she would have already started to build again if she was going to come back. But she could have been waiting too, going, I'm going to wait for this dum-dum to go away.
Oh, right. Yeah, well, we pulled the fan down for a long time, just laid it on the table.
Okay, well, there you go.
It wasn't up. But Ron hung it back up. Okay. So I don't know. I haven't been out.
When you leave town, you got to take it down so those dum-dums don't get excited and pick a premium spot.
Oh, the birds. The birds,
you guys. I'm serious.
People may not know what we're talking about. So Caleb, for Mother's Day, bought me a fan that hangs from the top of my gazebo. And
sized one, not like a teeny. Yeah. It's a good.
Yeah, no, it's a
12-inch or 10-inch.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, it just provides enough breeze blowing through there in the summer. So anyway, I walk out one day and there's all this like straw all over my table. And I thought, what in the world? And it took me a minute, because you don't look up.
No.
And anyway, I finally saw this nest up on top of the fan. I took it down. Where Ron took it down, came back the next day, and she'd built it all over again.
She'd started up again.
In a huge one.
It was big. It was like moss, and it was like covering the whole. She was making like a whole platform. She was making a compound for all her friends. I don't know what she was doing, but she was going after it. And you had to kind of get her.
Yeah, it was her Malibu beach house right
there. It was. She was like, this is a great spot. There's going to be food left on the floor. There's a pool right here. Uh-huh. No, you had to evict her. She had to go. So, but the birds are just crazy. It's very unpleasant today. I'm serious. And I was working at my desk and, the reason of having bird feeders is it's fun and to watch. But these guys were terrorizing me all. And Sherlock, every time one would hit the window, he'd jump up and I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We're not getting one of those
birds
cake things again because that was just too much. That was too much. So other than that, I've started crocheting my first crochet sweater that I've ever. I know. Yeah. And it's going to be, it's like a t-shirt. It's not really a sweater because I don't want
it
a big sweater.
Too hot. It's not. We don't need sweaters down here.
I don't want. And I saw some really cute patterns for like just a little really simple tee. And I was like, that's easy. I could actually make myself a little top. So I'm doing it with some yarn that I had that's a bit heavier. It'll be more of like a winter layer over top of, you could put it over top of something or whatever. But then I'm going to make, if I like it, so I'm going to do this kind of test one, see how I like the size and all that. And then if I like it, I'm going to get some really nice, like lighter weight cotton yarn and make like a really lightweight one. So I'll let you know. And then you can let me know if you want one. Cause you know how I like to just make things for, I need a reason to make things.
I do.
I'm like, please just give me money for yarn, you guys. And I will make you stuff. Just send it my way. Cause you can't make money selling.
No.
I mean, you can, but like it's.
You have to charge so much.
You have to charge so much and which is great, but like I said, there comes a time when I'm like, I just like to do it. So if you keep me in yarn, we could have a bargain going on. So anyway.
Right.
Other than that, so tell us, you have been on an adventure.
So Ron and I really, and this was not, when we've gone to Branson before, it's with, kids our friends, and it's just a go, 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 go. And this was just, at some point we went, we've got to get away. We got to get out of town.
Good call.
Get away.
Good call.
You know, and you probably go, y'all go to Branson all the time. Well, I do. And I picked this one mainly because I didn't have the energy to research.
Plan where to stay and know what to do.
Yeah. And all of that. So, yep. So that's what we did. And it was just very, very low key. Mm. We hung out at the condo a lot, just, you know, read a lot, talked a lot.
That's nice. Just being in a different place that's got that pretty, like you said, you're just away from home. So there's not all the jobs you could be doing. It lets you.
Well, and the people, I mean, you know, it's just something constant all the time. Sometimes you've just got to get away. You just got to get away and reconnect and all that. So, but I mean, we did, you know, do things. Now, keep in mind, I have my bum knee.
Right.
So we did go to Silver Dollar City one day. You know, Holly, I got to tell you, I mean, we went to see the Pickers. That was great. You know, I get so much, but I didn't want Ron to push me. I took a wheelchair, and I didn't want him to push me up and down those hills. And so I just said, I can make it, and I can, you know, and so I gimped along through Silver Dollar City. But, you know, when you don't have kids in the summer, now you go in the fall and at Christmas, there's all kinds of things to do and see.
Yes.
And,
you know, there's more. I feel like there's more.
Adult, yeah. You know, it's, but the summer I'm looking around going, what are we doing here?
What are we going to do? There's the food and the shopping.
Yes.
And the shows, you know, there's still the shows, but it's not like the Christmas show or the, you know.
Yeah. Ron doesn't like the shows. So it was, you know, it's just kind of one of those things. And halfway through, you know, as I was hobbling around, I regretted not having a wheelchair.
Yeah.
And this man was coming toward me in a wheelchair. And I'm obviously, you know, limping. I'm gimpy. And I'm going to the bathroom. And I started to look at this man and go, I regret not having a wheelchair. And I looked and he was missing a leg. And I thought, here I am.
On two legs still.
Complaining about limping. And that man would probably love to
limp around on two legs. He'd probably be like, I regret not having a leg.
Thank God.
God, you didn't
say
anything. Joni.
But I did. I just thought, you know, and then again, it's one of those things where you just go, I can sit here and complain, but there's, you know, there's always a bright side to something.
There really is. And that's the same thing like with, and not that I'm really never very, really seriously tempted to do this, but every once in a while, the thought, I don't know, it just broached through my head of like parking in a handicap spot. And I never, like I said, I don't, unless I'm with my mother-in-law or my dad, you know, and they've got the tag. And I don't even ever think about wanting, you know, I'm not even like, oh, I wish I want, but I think it real quick, like, you know, you really could, there's so many. And I'm like, that is going to bring, and I know this isn't really how God works, maybe, but I'm like, I'm not bringing that whatever on me of misusing.
Yes.
Because you know what'll happen? They're going to make me, I'm not going to be a liar anymore. And then something's going to happen and I'm going to have to be in that spot. And I'll be like, because I wanted to park there then, you know, so I that all goes through my head in about 3.5 seconds.
Yeah. Right.
Like, you really could just park there real quick. And then I'm like, no, I never seriously contemplated.
I won't even do like, at Kroger, they've got it's several, I think Lowe's does. There's several businesses that have like veterans parking.
Oh, yeah.
And Ron was a veteran. Really, I could park there, you know, and feel okay about it, but I just don't ever do it.
I'm always like, listen,
Ron won't even park there.
Yeah. Well, you know what? When he gets old, like, you know what I mean? Right now, I'm just like, it's kind of like what you said. I'm great. I can walk. I can walk and I'm going to be thankful. And if I'm going to complain about, you know, walking a little extra, I got more problems. So
I do appreciate, I have seen like pregnant woman or new mommy parking or something like that. I do appreciate that.
They didn't have that when we were, but no, thanks now. Glad you have it now.
I just had to waddle through.
You had to waddle across that parking lot with two kids in tow. And
Yep.
Poor us. Anyway. Again, a lot of people have it worse, pregnant, all over the place. So we'll stop complaining.
When I was pregnant with JB, I had no sympathy because that woman that had the octuplets. Do you remember that?
Yes, the octomom.
She was pregnant at the very same time.
Oh, so no one paid any attention to you.
No, I had no sympathy.
You're there like, you just got one?
I know. You know, got one in there? Like, I'm out to here, and then up would pop some picture of her, and she's like, you know, the whale. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
Can't get any.
Need a
you kidding
bit.
Me, lady?
God. Just need somebody to stand up and give me their seat.
You know? I need one of you people to move. That's hilarious. Oh my gosh. Octomom. Haven't thought about that in a minute.
Yeah. So, okay. So we did, and we had some time that we could go up and see the Garretts. And so we went up to Monette and just had a quick visit with them. We did lunch and sat on the porch. With a little plate of cookies between us.
Guys, one of the best places in the world.
Yeah.
The porch, the Garretts' house, and the porch, and then cookies and coffee.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, and even the Coke machine. I didn't get a Coke, but Ron did get a Coke. So anyway, so it was a nice visit. It's always good. It's, you know, I think when I sent you the picture, I said, you know, balm for the soul. Mm-hmm. And it is, you know, it's a... nice little balm for the soul. And the only other thing we really did, I mean, we'd have dinner. We'd go out to dinner and stuff at night. But we did go to Dogwood Canyon.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dogwood Canyon is a Johnny Morris endeavor. And I will tell you that anything Johnny Morris puts his hand to is top of the line.
Is top beautifully done.
And it is beautifully done. Mm-hmm. And they do have like tram rides and they have, you know, you can get on horseback. You can
I didn't know that.
Bike through there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are all kinds of things you can do. Or you can hike it. We've always loved to hike it. Well, I thought I'd better look at the tram. Looked at the tram. They were booked. The tram was booked.
Oh, and really? Okay. So you need to get tickets ahead if you're thinking about going. Okay.
Anyway, I have walked in sometimes and just been able to buy a tram ticket. It's just
depends.
You know, but this was Father's Day weekend and all that. So anyway, but so Ron said, you're getting in the wheelchair. He said, I'm going to push you. It's no big deal. And that man hiked and pushed me all through Dogwood Canyon.
Yeah,
he did.
He must like you a little bit.
A little bit, I think. And so, except he did. There were two incidents. One, you know, they have water that runs over. So they have a hiking pathway and then the tram can go across the roadways that the creek flows across. Well, that man pushed me in the wheelchair into one of these paths. I was like, I'm going to wash away.
She did. She sent me a picture, y'all.
Laughing at me. And I, you know, water's going around the wheelchair.
She's in her chair, just went over the little water, low water bridge looking thing going. Yeah. She's like, I may wash away. But you didn't.
I did not. No, I did not. Good. And the second thing that he did, there was a toddler, like maybe four, but you know, if she was four, she just turned four. And she is pushing her infant sibling in a stroller.
Oh boy.
And they come walking up beside us or we're walking beside them and I'm in the way he's pushing the wheelchair. And he looks at the little girl and he said, want to race?
Oh my gosh. He did not.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. To which this toddler went, I mean, took off with her baby. Is running with the infant. And of course, Ron's running right behind.
I'm like,
Ron, she has a baby. There is a real life baby. This is not like, and he's yelling back at the mom, perhaps this wasn't the best idea. Oh. And he's yelling after the little girl, you baby.
You win. All I can see is him rolling up next to her and looking over and going, let's go.
Yes. So here, you know, I'm in the wheelchair and racing a toddler and an infant.
You know, it's always something with Ron with a baby or a stroller. Or remember last trip he saved the baby at Silver Dollar City from the wayward stroller. So there's some kind of, he's got some special, he just, you know, likes those little friends. He likes those little friends. So, oh my goodness.
So, looks at a toddler and said, want to race.
Want to race.
She took off. Yeah. With the infant.
And you're bouncing around down the, you know, the chair.
Yes.
Yeah. But you'll survive a tip over that little baby. I don't know. So.
Gosh.
Anyway. Well, where all did you eat? Did you eat anywhere different or the same or what was good?
Well, we went, the first night you get there, it's the same thing. You get unpacked and you go to Walmart and we're on out at Branson West. So we just went to Dana's barbecue.
Yep.
I've forgotten where all we ate at we did find a new Mexican restaurant.
Oh.
I know what we did. One night we went to see the Hate Goods.
Oh, did you really?
They were outstanding.
Had you seen them before?
No, I had never seen them. I'd always heard, because we're not big show people.
Right.
Same. But I had heard from everybody this was outstanding. And so we went and it was a really, really good.
We're not real show people either, but over the years I've been to several different, all kinds of different ones with different people, and they've always been good.
They've always been good. Yeah.
They are good.
Yeah. So the Hay Goods really probably one of the best I've seen.
Now what kind of show was it?
They did all kinds of stuff. So the girl, so they're all brothers and they have one sister. She plays like 20 different instruments.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, the talent was just outstanding. I mean, the musical talent, the entertainment, it's always that show. I don't like that showmanship, you know?
Right. It's very showy.
Showy. Yeah.
Lots of sparkling, and
it's got to kind of be there, you know? To keep it high energy and all that. But like, dude came down upside down from the ceiling, you know, suspended, playing his guitar. They had banjos, they had harps, but they did a variety of music, everything from, you know, pop to country to
fun.
It was really well done. And one of them, I mean, you can pick him out. One of the brothers is certified in the pyrotechnics.
Oh boy.
And you can definitely go, it's going to be this
guy. It's that one. You can always tell.
It's that one. It's kind of the John Garrett of the bunch, you know.
Oh Lord.
And so, or Caleb, either one, take your pick. And so, it was just outstanding. It was just really, really well done.
Yeah, it's seeing that talent, whether it's your personal favorite kind of music or show, it's that, you know, when you're seeing it live, it's just always, you're so amazed. This is not dubbed. This is not auto-tuned. Yeah. This is not, you know, it's real musicians and entertainers doing stuff. It's always impressive. So that's fun. Well, good. I'm glad you got to do that.
So we did that one night. Okay, so we found a restaurant. We had to go. I even commented last night. This was our, you know, last meal there. It was in Kimberling City, and I can't remember something bistro.
Oh,
I can't remember, but it was just outstanding.
Really?
It's a bar but very good food. I mean, Ron had filet and crab and I had a ribeye and, you know, it just was really.
So a little more upscale, kind of nice dining.
Yes.
Uh-huh, nice.
At the same time, It's your lake people.
Oh, gotcha.
It's your own Table Rock Lake.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is, but nobody was like overly dressed.
Right. They're not dressy. These are people that have come in and are there for vacations and trips into the lake and they want a nice dinner.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Very well done. Very well done.
Nice. Okay. We'll find the name of it if you can and stick it in the notes.
Oh, we did go to a winery.
Oh.
You know, I'm not a big drinker.
No. How'd that go, Joni?
Not real well.
How'd that go?
Not real well.
Well, you had a designated wheelchair pusher, so that feels good.
Did have a,
that feels safe.
Mm-hmm. So we got a flight.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's fun. I love doing that.
Yeah, we got a flight to, you know, just to try that because they were all Missouri-based wines.
Yeah, I love doing that because that's, especially when you go to a winery, because I don't never know what, you just want to taste a little bit.
So, right. Yeah. Well, we got a flight of 10. Each had, you know, a couple ounces in
10?
Each.
10?
Mm-hmm.
10? Wow.
And, yeah. And I also had not eaten that day.
Oh boy, Joni.
We did get a little charcuterie tray while we were there.
Okay. I was going to say, surely they had some something.
So we came back to the condo and I took a nap.
Okay. Fair. Right. Oh, this was during the day. This was like a daytime activity too. Well, that's when you want to go to the winery.
Been some videos sent to my children.
Oh, good. I look forward to seeing that over the 4th of July.
I think I was proclaiming I am not Aunt Holly.
I am. That's not. Right, guys. She sure ain't. She can't be this.
I am not alcoholic.
Stop. You guys, that is what her son nicknamed me. Isn't that rude?
Alcohol.
Years ago.
Yeah.
People,
yeah.
They exaggerate. And again, I want it stated for the record, when I come and her children are there, particularly one, Caleb, I'm not there 2 minutes when he's like, here, try this, Jello Shot. Here, try this. And I'm like, can I sit down? Can I just get my bags in for a second?
He's just trying to welcome you. You know, well, that's the rule that if you don't offer somebody something to drink
I know.
In the first 10 minutes that they're at your house, they're not
well, I may not be ready for a Jello Shot situation, right? I'm just saying. Yeah. Anyway.
I did find, and these are not, you know, I really was not impressed with a lot of the wines. But they did have a couple that I went, oh, this is a pool wine.
Oh, nice.
This is a pool. So oh, just okay. Very crisp and simple. Oh. One was, and they weren't real sweet. Like one was a peach wine.
But what kind? I'm sorry.
Peach.
Oh, yum.
But it was very, I mean, that's, you taste it and you go, oh, this is by the pool. And then we tasted one and Ron went, oh, this is a nighttime by the pool.
Oh.
And so, yeah.
Okay. So we had all different kind of pool wine tasting. Okay. Did you purchase any so that I can taste some?
I did purchase the two pool ones.
Good. Excellent.
We tasted one that I went, ooh, this is dirty. About the time Ron turned it up, I said, tastes like dirty sock water. Why'd you say
this
that?
This is doing laundry in the laundry room water. Yeah, or wine. This is not good. Ooh, yuck. Okay.
You know, a lot of them were real sweet. I don't like sweet and I don't like real, real dry either.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah. A lot of the Missouri wines, I feel like they can get, they do well with a lot of sweet, whatever the grape, you know, they've got others too, but some of them tend to be sweet. So, well, that's an experience. Though. Going to a winery is always so pretty. They're such pretty places. So yes,
it looked out over Branson.
Yeah.
It was really, really
cool. It's fun to do that and just sit and take in the view. So that's awesome. My goodness. So,
anyway, it was a little much for me.
You had to have a nap. Okay. Fair.
I'm drinking Joni. So
fair. So.
Yeah.
Well, awesome. That sounds like a great little getaway. I love that when it's just like, you don't have anywhere you have to be. You don't have any plans for the, you can just decide what you want to do and do it or not, or change your mind. That's truly like a vacation.
Yeah.
Or like a, maybe not a, I guess a vacation can be more like there's all this stuff to do, but it's more like a.
You know, when you've got kids.
Oh yeah.
Especially, I mean, you got to pack it out. Nobody wants to, you know, sit around and
right.
You know, so it was good. I mean, just a lot of
downtime.
Yeah,
just downtime. I love it. That is the great. That's the listen. You soon to be or long time to be empty nesters. It's a good situation. You can just go and you get very chill too because you don't have anybody to be responsible for. You know, it's hard work being a parent. It's hard. You're never fully. I don't know that I fully let down my guard or relaxed for 20 something years, you know,
right. So, yeah.
Just cause you're constantly kind of that radar is everyone alive? Okay. We're good. You know, I mean you do, but you know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of fun. Well, I told you about the place that we stayed at, and I don't know if y'all, I'm sure you stayed at your condo, you know, your condo that you like there. But whenever we last went, we went to that the Ozarker little motel. I told you about that. Super cute. I would Tim and I would definitely go back there. It's just a cute little spot.
I think we are going to do that in October.
That would be perfect.
We are going to go up. We're going to make our way up. We'll come like when I have fall break.
Do your trek.
Mm-hmm. I'm coming to your house for a night. Just
come
so you
on.
Know.
Yeah.
And then we're going to go up and spend a couple days with Boogie.
Yep.
And then go up. Ron's sister lives about 2 hours from him in Minnesota. And we'll spend a couple days with her and then make our way back down and just go to Branson for a day or two. Just, I mean, because it's.
Stay there. Stay at the Ozarker. It's so cute.
Yeah, I think we'll do that.
And it's on a creek. So there is a little place, like it's a motel step, but you know, it is, it's on a little creek and there's little hot soaking hot tubs out and fire pits and it's real cute. It's real cute. So that'd be fun. Oh, Branson in October. That's a good time to go. It's pretty. Well, excellent. Let's see. I'm trying to think what else that I know. So the other day I was flipping through, I'm working on this project. And so I'm looking through these old books and I have these old publications that I came across, like a compilation of, anyway, they were like newspaper publications for boys, kind of like for boys in the 1920s in England. And so it's got stories and, you know, heroic things and things to do. And every magazine or newspaper or whatever has like things for them to do, you know, like little projects or fun activities. And let me read to you some of the activities that they had for these boys in the 1920s that they're teaching them to do in this paper. One was how to make a catamaran.
Oh, like, that's awesome.
Like a boat. Yep.
Yes.
You can make a catamaran. You could make a magnetic compass. There was one on a telegram machine. There was one on how to make your own charcoal. And then the last one that got me the most was it was a multi-part series on how to make an x-ray machine. These boys in the 20s, they're out there making x-ray machines. And my kids were like playing with Legos or I don't know. These
video game.
They were serious. I mean, these boys were making some stuff, model trains, and it was all how to do it. And I thought, the x-ray machine got me. I was like,
yeah.
What? Okay. I don't know.
Yes, and we wonder. I mean, you know, what I love is, you know, the 60s or, well, yes, you know, they went to the moon without all this technology.
Right. They didn't even have an iPhone, you guys.
And now we can't go to the moon because all that information was lost. I'm like, hold on. You want to tell me that we could go to the moon in the 60s without any computer, you know, AI, anything. And now all of a sudden we have all this extreme advanced stuff and y'all can't figure out.
Well, I didn't know they were trying to figure that out. Are they trying to go?
They just kept saying, well, we, you know, all that technology was lost.
What? That's, I don't know. That's boo-honky. Someone made that up. They still got it. They still got it somewhere hiding. Oh my word. But I thought that was so funny. I thought, man, look at these kids.
I think we're getting dumber. I really do.
I know I can't remember stuff because I don't have to remember it. So like none of us remember because we just put it in our phones. So
I can remember my phone number from when I was
little. I can remember mine from growing up. And now I'm like, you know, I don't even know all my kids' cell phone numbers. That's terrible. That is actually terrible.
I know Caleb's phone number because it was my grandfather's old home phone number.
There you go.
It's the only way that I know that. I don't have John Garrett's memorized. I don't have JB's memorized.
I know. Isn't that terrible?
I have Ron's memorized because I have to write it so much on stuff.
Yeah. I've got Tim's and I think I've got Thatcher's pretty good, but that was the first one and it ends in 1980. So like that's easy to like, sounds like a date. So I know I really need to work. That should probably be a low level goal. Summer goal is to just memorize. Cause I mean, if I don't have my phone.
Yeah.
When I think about that, I'm like, oh, that's
great. I know you have to give somebody phone numbers for them to contact.
Or at least write it down and put it in my wallet or something. Like that's the very least I could do, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm doing that today. Now I freaked myself out.
Yep.
I'm definitely dumber, as you can tell. So, hey, have you been looking at any of the stuff on, again, Instagram is rocking and rolling with all the World Cup coverage of soccer and all the Europeans coming and just having the most fun. It's a delight.
I have not. I've tried to stay off of technology for the last
week.
For
your trip. Yeah.
Some I did, you know, but I haven't glanced at it here and there. So.
It is such a delight. And I just feed that algorithm. I pause on every video, all the Scots up in Boston putting traffic cones on all the statues and just drinking the bars dry of the beer. The different people singing and all the experiencing. I am a little concerned. The one thing that it's delightful, first of all. And also I feel like someone posted a thing. I think I reposted it and it just was like a compilation of a bunch of different shots of the different visitors and people doing things. And it just said the world is healing. And I'm like, you know what? I know this sounds really silly, but like, it sort of feels that just like, let us have some joy together. We're just going to enjoy each other. Yes. And to see people coming here and enjoying it and laughing and having fun and having, you know, so many nice things to say, which of course, when we go, I mean, we all love to visit Europe and it has really amazing things. Like we're not, I don't know. It just, again, it's one of those moments where you just kind of go, you know, the normal people, we're really okay. We're all, I heard someone say too, it was like, what was it? The U.S. right now is like a family reunion. We're all meeting the cousins we never got to meet because our parents are mad at each other.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That's pretty much it. That's pretty much it. And we're like, hey, let's go have fun, you know? So it's been a blast. What I was going to say is I, you know, they're all, of course, eating at Waffle House and having biscuits and gravy for the first time.
We need to come down here.
Spain, for example, the Spanish national team is hosted in Chattanooga.
Okay.
They play in Atlanta, but they wanted to be in a little bit smaller, you know, of a town. So they are actually in Chattanooga. And a lot of them are in Texas. I mean, they're all over the country. They're kind of home bases. And I mean, they're discovering refills on sodas. They're discovering.
They're about to figure out why Americans are fat now.
That's what I said. It was like, this is so great and so fun to see this. But I'm like, I hope the thing we don't export to the rest of the world is the obesity. I hope we don't. They're discovering all this, but this is why.
Good. Yeah.
This is not good. Free refills on soda. Yes, it's magical every once in a while, but this is a problem. So, and the other thing they're all enamored with, of course, is ranch dressing.
Oh, gosh.
They have not had ranch dressing.
Really? Okay.
Now, think about that. Think about a life without ranch.
Yeah.
So they're just losing their minds. They're like, oh, look, this ranch. And then, you know, you've heard all this, like, you know, people are buying bottles to take home. And I'm like, don't buy the bottles, man. This is an advertising boon for Hidden Valley Ranch packets.
Yes.
And little powder. Y'all don't listen. If you're listening to me and you're from Europe and you want to take some, do not. First of all, the real ranch, the good ranch packets.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
That you got to make the homemade when you get back. Y'all have buttermilk and y'all have sour cream or whatever it is that you put in it and you make it from that. That's the best. The bottle is okay, but it's.
No, y'all need the packet.
You need the packets.
The packet you need to buy is the Knorr spinach dip one. The Knorr vegetable dip. Yeah.
Oh.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. Yeah, and you can do those packets because that's TSA approved. I mean, you know, a big old bottle of brandy. You can't be doing a big old bottle and spill, but those packets, you guys, you can get quite a few in your little carry-ons.
Right.
So that's a tip. That's your tip for today, Europeans. Get you some Hidden Valley Ranch packets. And don't eat too much. Don't go all the way as we have done.
Well, listen, I have an air conditioning update.
Oh, good. Give it to me.
So my air conditioning is now working upstairs. And do you know what the problem was?
Filter.
a giant centipede that got stuck in the fan.
Joni.
And all we had to have, I mean, literally on my bill, it says bug removal.
Joni, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that.
Centipede. And no. It shut my fan down. Yeah.
It wasn't a snake?
No, it was a centipede. Ron's got the picture of it. Yeah, I'll try to post it.
I don't know that I can come to your house.
It's just a centipede.
Honey, but if it's one big enough to clog an air conditioner fan.
Wasn't all that huge. I don't know.
Well, then how did it clog the fan?
And it just stopped it. I don't know. It just stopped it. I'll send you the picture.
Y'all didn't think to hose down the fan and clean the fan out?
No.
No.
I figured it was out of Freon. You know, I mean, I just didn't.
True, true.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad it was just that. Then that's actually the best news you could have. The giant centipede. I was picturing those centipedes like from South America.
No. I mean, it was a big centipede, but it wasn't like an Australian centipede.
Okay, I was getting real scared.
Mm-mm. So,
well, there you go. So, guys, check your fans for centipede. That's good. That's awesome because that could have been a lot more.
Yeah.
Excellent. I have one other thing. To add to my presidential platform for if I run for president, which I'm never going to do. But as you all know, I have certain things that if I were to run, that I would make a priority. And I think we talked about this when I was at your house briefly, because I saw a picture of it and went, oh, yeah, why don't we do that? And I mentioned it to my dad and to Tim the other day, because I was like, we need to do this. And it's the idea of putting solar panels. You know, we have solar panel farms and, you know, out in the, and they're always in rural, you know, in the fields, and they've covered them with these solar panels. And I'm like, put those over all the parking lots in the cities.
Yeah, I've seen that and I thought that was genius.
Why are we not covering the arty space that we've already cleared and made instead of farmland and green stuff and pretty stuff? Now, I know the answer is, and I don't want to hear from any of you smarty pantses, because I know that ultimately part of the answer is money. It's going to be a money issue. But I'm like, you know, and on tops of buildings too, I've always thought that. But tops of buildings aren't that big. But some of these parking lots, I'm like, if you covered that whole thing, A, you've made shade for all the cars. So when it's burning 1,000,000 degrees out here, your car isn't going to get as hot. That's wonderful. Rain, you're loading your stuff in, you're a little bit covered. That's kind of a nice benefit. It's getting electricity. It could at least get enough to power the strip mall. You know, we've got these huge, you know, just blocks and blocks.
Walmart parking alone.
Oh, yeah. And ours, we've got, you know, in the cities like this, you know, you've got a Lowe's next to a Walmart, next to a Target, next to a bunch of other little stores next to it. And it's like, it's a whole thing. And then across the street, you've got the Hobby Lobby and and it's just all parking lots, all out in the burning sun. They try to make them cute by planting these little goofy trees that don't do anything. And I'm like, why aren't we doing that? So that's what I would do. And I'm sure it has, you know, again, the issue with the solar power is the battery storage. Yeah. Is how to store the power. Like that's what they, you know, that's always the big issue is to have a battery, you know, big enough or whatever. But I'm feeling like at the end of the little, you know, strip
Perhaps
mall.
We know a couple of engineers that could work on
wish
this.
We knew some engineers. Yeah. That could do that. I thought that was the most genius. Yes, I mean, structure-wise, yes, it's going to be a little more expensive because you're having to raise them up. So it's a little more material to get them a little higher than the ones in the crop, you know, land. But I'm like, let's not use our farmland and our all that. Let's use the places we've already scraped clean and they're flat and they're out in the bright sun. There's not a tree. There's nothing blocking anything.
Paved over paradise. Yeah.
I know. So if we might as well. And part of it is because I don't think it's economical to, I don't think you get enough benefit from solar power yet to do that. So I know, come at me people, but I don't think we aren't to that place yet where we can harness enough power from it to make it worth the economic spend on that. That's my theory.
Okay.
But when or if I become president, I'm going to look into that for us guys.
Along with the nobody can have blow up things.
No, they can have them, Joni. What's the law going to be?
They can't deflate them in the yard.
If you have a blow-up decoration of any kind, it has to remain inflated or you will be fined. Or maybe just go straight to jail. I might not even fine you.
My gosh.
Straight to jail. Oh, anyway. So yeah, that's all I've got. That's all I've got.
Well, I will give you my recipe, but let me tell you that Wednesday, of course, this episode drops on Thursday. We record on Monday. Mm-hmm. But on Wednesday, I have my first physical therapy appointment with Hunter Robertson.
Oh, boy.
So I should start having some jacked up stories to tell on here.
We should be getting some good updates. We should be getting some good PT advice.
Content coming up.
Yeah, I feel that that's the case. Enjoy, man. It's going to...
He already texted me and told me to come in wearing something slinky.
Oh, my gosh. Guys, the lawsuits that could happen, but just don't. Or Sheila, they just don't. They don't happen. I hope he prescribes a ride on the magic carpet to fix you up. As your graduation for PT, you get to go on the magic carpet.
Okay. I need a script
for the magic carpet. Okay, give us your recipe, ma'am.
Oh, Holly, 4th of July is coming up, and we saw this somewhere that you take 2 cheese balls and you make an eagle out of this.
Y'all, it's an eagle head.
It is. It's an eagle head.
Cheese ball.
You make it out of cheese balls.
We're doing it.
So I said, well, and I said 2. It can be 1, but I said you could do 2 layers and of different cheese balls. And
yes,
one
you could.
Kind of your neck, your, you know, chest neck area. Mm-hmm. And then the rest is the eagle head.
Yes.
So here is my proposal for the bottom layer.
Okay.
And it is a pineapple cheese ball.
Oh, yum.
All right.
So, you know, y'all, I know it sounds weird, but I've had it and it works. It's good.
Okay. So you need 2 8-ounce packages of cream cheese, 2 tablespoons of chopped green pepper, 2 tablespoons of chopped onion, 1/4 a cup of drained crushed pineapple. I will tell you on this, make sure you drain that real good.
Like really pat it down.
And yeah, pat that down. So that it's going to hold together. If it's too liquidy, you don't want it to, you know.
Yeah, I would like put it in the strainer and then like push it through with paper towel, like even just kind of.
Yeah. Really, really drain that. 2 teaspoons of seasoned salt. And y'all, that's the secret to the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let go. I use Lowry's seasoned salt.
Yes. I'm sure
others. But that adds a flavor that makes the whole thing.
Yes. Yeah, not just regular salt. The seasoned salt gives it.
Seasoned salt.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2 cups of chopped pecans. And on this, on the eagle, the bottom layer, they used almonds, sliced almonds, mm-hmm. you know, to go around the whole base there.
To make his feathers, you guys. There's like brown almond. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, mm-hmm. all right. You're going to soften your cream cheese. And then to that, add your green pepper, your onion, your pineapple, your salt, and 1 cup of the pecans. Actually, all you'll need, if you're doing the eagle, all you're going to need is 1 cup of pecans. And then you're going to form that into a ball and then roll it in the remaining pecans if you're not using.
Okay, right. That's if you're just doing the ball, you would do pecans. But for the special 250th anniversary eagle cheese ball.
Yes, you don't have to roll it in pecans because we're going to use sliced almonds.
Oh my gosh. This thing is going to look like the most... I'm so excited.
Y'all, I'm just going to tell you, I'm going to make the cheese balls and Holly and Avery are going to be the artist on this.
Yes. And make them, we got to make them enough ahead though, because they got to really get cold so we can mold them.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's why I'm suggesting, because this is going to be softer. So that's why I'm suggesting this be the bottom. Because it's not.
Otherwise the head will be like.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So, and then wrap it in plastic wrap and you're just going to put it in the refrigerator and let it chill and harden up. And then this one is so good, y'all. You can do like serve it with crackers or vegetables. I mean, it's just a really, it goes good with any of that.
Yeah. So. That's a really good one. I haven't had that in a long time. That's exciting. I'm excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. You guys, I forgot we were doing that. I'm so excited.
And the beak is like a little yellow pepper.
Beak is like a piece of bell pepper, and there's olive for eye, like green olive with the pimentos for the eyes. And then on the neck, was that mozzarella cheese?
I believe so.
The neck, the head and the neck are covered in like shredded mozzarella cheese to look like the white feathers. It looked really good in the picture. I'm a little scared. You know, you see those Pinterest fail pictures of those lamb cakes and they're like, burn. So, it's good. I'm so excited.
Okay. Anyway.
All right. That's a good one. All right. I think it's my top three.
Top three.
Is your top three.
All right. Number one was a show that I just watched just this past weekend on BritBox, and it's called The Inheritance, and I didn't know anything about it, and I just decided to give it a little watch, and it's only four episodes, so that was kind of like, it was kind of cool, because it's just a four episode, you know, you could do it in one night or a couple of nights, and it's a kind of a mystery type thing. Got a bunch of the good British TV actors. The guy that was Thomas in Downton Abbey, and then Samantha Bond is in it, she's great. And anyway, so several really good actors. So the premise is, I can tell you this, I mean, it's a spoiler, but not really, because it's how the story starts. But there's three kids, there's two sisters and a brother, and grown, and their dad... there's different video clips. Anyway, their father, elderly father, passes away. And so they go to the family home, and they're, you know, not close to him, but definitely have been in his life. But anyway, so they're kind of like, wow, and really sad and figuring out. And then they go to the lawyer to, you know, start the will situation. And the son who's, he had seen the will, so he kind of knew, you know. So they go and they see the lawyer, and she tells them, oh, so you don't know about the new will. And they're like, what new will? Well, he's left everything to his wife.
The October surprise.
Dum, dum, dum. And they're like, our mother's dead. He's like, I know, but he's left everything to his new wife. And they don't know anything about it. Uh-huh. Dun, dun, dun. So it's really good. It was just a fun thing. Like I said, it's four episodes, so it kind of, and it gets suspensey, like, you know, you don't know who, and their secrets. They all have secrets and different little things. So it was good. It's called The Inheritance. It's on BritBox. All right. The second thing was an update, I realized, and I will make it an official top three for this week. I mentioned it a few episodes back that I ordered a product called Sweaty Melons. Yes, you heard right.
Yes.
Sweaty Melons. And they get the thumbs up. So this is a product, and we'll link to it on our notes. It is literally a cushiony kind of shaped cushion to go in your bra, under the melons, and between the melons, to absorb sweat. And it's great.
Well, okay.
They're very good. You know, I'm sorry, but anyone who doesn't want to hear, but you know, in the summer, having a damp bra,
It's not
fun. Doesn't feel good. I'm tired of it. I told you all, I'm done with that.
Are they on Amazon?
No, that brand isn't. There may be other ones, but I don't think they are. I had to order, I don't think that brand is. There's probably other things, but these are their own, you know, and you can get like a pack of three or a pack of whatever. They have different colors. They have different lengths and size things and all kinds of things. So, but they really do. And they come with a bag, a mesh bag. So you wash them. You guys are machine washable. So like, you know, and they have.
I can't wait. I am going to order that. Mm-hmm. When it comes in, I'm going to make Ronchenk open that package.
Please do. And see if he can figure out what they are.
Yeah.
Because I don't know that he'll even figure out. Yeah, okay. That'll be good. Please do it.
And say about your sweaty melons.
Yeah. Don't talk about my sweaty melon. You guys, they really do help. They help pretty well. I've been pretty happy with them. They're comfy. No issues. So sweaty melons. And then the last thing, I thought I'd made this a top three before, but I don't think I have. I kind of looked back to look and see, but it's called their Uprise is the brand, customizable notebooks. And maybe I just talked about them, but I didn't way back at Christmas. I don't even know. But the company is called Uprise, and they are those notebooks that maybe you've seen. But they're basically like you can put the inserts in of the smaller notebooks, like the little flat. There's really fancy ones out there. The really fancy Paper Republic is like a really like fancy, very expensive brand. This version, it's not, the covers are not real leather. They're that whatever, vegan leather or whatever, but they look like leather. They feel like leather, but they don't cost quite as much.
They don't cost like leather.
They don't cost like leather. The leather ones are beautiful and they wear beautifully. So I don't, you know, but so far, but it's, they've got the elastic bands and you just slip in. So like you can get a starter pack, whatever size, you can get different sizes. There's pocket size, there's all kinds of different sizes. And you pick your cover and then you can pick your bundle of like four inserts. So you can do blank pages, you can do lined pages, you can do dot pages, you can do graph paper pages, you can do a planner calendar, you can do, like they have all these different inserts and then you can just do what you want. Mine are mostly, I think I all have dot grid in all mine because that's just what I like. And then like do whatever you want. It's this notebook that I can carry around and like each of the inserts I have designated for different things. So like I've got one that's travel. And so like if I had any travel ideas or notes, but when I go on a trip now, I do a little daily download of like what we did that day. It's like a little journal of the trips and what we did and where we ate. And, you know, cause you just tend to forget that. And I've got one that's hobbies and research notes. Cause whenever I'm interested in something or I want to find out more or just whatever, I want to have a place to write that down. One is for my business creative, you know, booth and the vintage and the business, all that kind of stuff. So when I think of something, well, I can write in that. And then I have like a miscellaneous, I think I have five in there now. And you can add because you can get other straps. Anyway, I just love it. It's like this little notebook and I can carry it around. And then when one of those inserts is done, you know, you can just take that out and put a new one in. You don't have to get rid of the whole shabam. Yeah. I know. I thought they were cool. Uprise. They're very cool. I have a green one. It's very pretty. I got some of the kids them for Christmas because they wanted some journal or some things. And they've all really liked them too. So there you go. I don't think I mentioned that. That is my top three.
All right. Well, next week I will have some Hunter Robertson stories.
So we can't wait.
The content should be rich.
Get ready, guys. What if he's just totally normal and doesn't do anything? That'll be disappointing.
But since I've already received the text message of inappropriateness, then
it's off to a good start. The chances are good. Chances are good. Okay. Well, hope you guys have a great week. And until next time, goodbye, Pettit.
Yeah, Patch.
Howdy, Smurf.
Howdy.
Did you just blow in?
I just blew in. I'm telling you, I got a load of laundry going. I got some stuff put away, and here I am.
There you go.
I am fresh from Branson.
Fresh from the Ozarks. I can't wait to hear all about it. My ears are feeling weird with these. I don't know what's going on. Let me see. Okay, I'll turn it up a little bit. Maybe I'm going deaf.
I'm going to figure out what this.
You got a little sprongle going on.
This who?
you like do. Tuck that thing back.
I tuck it. Ew.